Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We had a good time this morning, didn't we?
Amen.
He's the same this afternoon.
Yes.
Sorry, I just not in the book of it.
Amen.
We're going to have a good time in the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
We stopped off reading at the beginning of Revelation chapter 10. Let's go back now.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. While we're turning, I want to say it's just so good to be here.
Oh no, not to draw my Bible and
I'm really enjoying this. Man, to be part of the family of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. We're one.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're all washed by the same blood.
Amen.
We all have the same spirit.
Hallelujah.
And that's the spirit of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the form of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Now these messages has been kind of a continuum. So I hope that most of you got them.
Amen.
And if you'd like a tape, it may be possible to see the pastor brother or something. If you haven't got one.
Amen.
Amen. So we're going to continue in Revelation chapter 10. I want to read verse 1 again.
Since
it says, "And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud and a rainbow upon his head, and his face were as it were the sun, and his feet as pillar of
fire." Mburi ihuba, amauru agwe agari mburi misemu ya murilo.
Now John saw this in 96 AD.
Ono, John is watching when I'm 96 naga managupa Jesu.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
It's very important to know when he saw it.
Ono, nchintu chipati ihuba na waga ihuba nari hilengano.
Because as we get to the thunders,
kambo mbimba tuwala kuminzuzumo,
he heard the thunder saying.
Mm.
He knew what they said. But he said, "Seal them up."
Mm.
And they remained sealed for 2,000 years almost.
Amen.
But they're open at the end time.
Amen.
So let's read verse 2. It says, "And he had in his hand a little book, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth." Now notice he had a little book open.
Amen.
Amen. The book was open. Amen. I left the word open out and I want to come back. He had a little book open. Now, this same little book he's talking about here that is brought down to us, the same little book is seen in the fourth chapter of the book of Revelation, or fifth chapter. And there the little book is in heaven. And it's sealed with seven seals. So before reading on, let's turn it back to Revelation chapter 5.
Oh no, that's a little bit.
And I want to read verse 1.
Ziavara chonto za kutanguna.
Still we're in 96 AD.
Mwakiri 96 AD.
We're on the island of Patmos.
Uno tuli muchindi ichimbi.
John is seeing all this.
Johani uri kubona yonse.
And it's all to be revealed to the end time bride. The mystery is not to be finished until the seventh angel sounds.
Amen.
Now
that's very important. The mystery that started in Revelation chapter
1,
when John saw Jesus walking among the seven golden candlesticks, he made a statement.
Wagamba.
He said, I will show thee the mystery.
Amen.
So there's a mystery that relates to the seven church ages. That is to be shown at the sounding of the seventh angel.
And
there's a certain mystery, singular. It relates to a time period. And we dealt with part of that this morning.
Amen.
Now here John sings the book in heaven. And John said, verse 1, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within, and on the back side sealed with seven
seals.
Amen. Now it's very important to recognize that the book was already written within.
Amen.
So the book contained no unwritten word. It contains a revelation of what's written. Now, what? There is something that's not written. And that is what the thunder said. John sealed that up. John didn't get the revelation of it to reveal it to us. It was to be done at the end time. We're living in a mighty day. When the Lord is revealing and making known His word and His way. The Bible says concerning Moses and the people. Says the people saw the works of the Lord. But Moses knew the way of the Lord.
Amen.
And there's a people in this hour not just only going to see the works of the Lord, they're going to know the way of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now notice the book was written within. But it was sealed with seven seals. And it was in heaven. Now there's got to be a transferring from this book from heaven to earth. But there's got to be something take place before He brings it to earth.
Amen.
The seals has to be taken off
of.
Amen. Because in Revelation 10, when He brings it to earth, It's not sealed with seven seals.
Tachinama tikitwe asinama tizotiri musano asibiri.
It's open.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The lamp's open. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we'll read on a little more here before we get back to chapter 10. And I saw a strong angel, verse
2,
proclaiming with a loud voice. He said, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals
thereon?
Amen. Now there's something very important about this book. One thing, it's sealed up. John was asking, who is worthy? Verse 3. And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. It was hid from us.
No.
Amen.
No one could open it and not even look at it. It was totally impossible.
Amen.
To know what was in the little book. And no man was worthy to do it. Neither to look at it, nor open it, nor to look at it. Let's continue reading. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open the book, and to read the book, neither to look thereon. Now notice three things here. Open the book. And notice this one. Read the book. No, to look down. No man was found worthy to open, nor to read, nor even to look at. Now there was something to read. Because it was written. Amen. Praise God, but the Lord's been good to us in this day. Amen. He's brought this book back to us. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
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 That was so important that John began to weep when he saw it was sealed up. No one was able to open nor to read it. Let's read another scripture. It says, and one elder said unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, had prevailed to open the book and to loose the seals
thereof. And
I believe the book is going to be open, don't you?
Amen.
It sounds like it's going to be open. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Because there was one found worthy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lion of the tribe of Judah.
Judah
David. Amen. He prevailed it up.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Let's read the next verse. Verse 6, and I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it has been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth in all the earth.
I got to go to the
wa ari jisimeja ari musanu abiri ameto ari musanu abiri aya meto jemi uya yale za ili musanu abiri itu mijwe muniga yonze.
Hallelujah. Amen. One more verse here.
Kapango komwebi awa.
And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne.
Ninomana mbelelo yo wakasika wakaweza ibu kutanza ya rulyo ya yoyo ukeke achuno itabwa mimi.
Now notice here,
ono amulangawa,
the Almighty God here is pictured as sitting on the throne.
Ono leza mupatika ampatilawa wakarikeke achuno itabwa mimi.
And Jesus, he was sitting in the throne of Almighty.
Oh no, Jesus wakakete muchuno chaleza oi mupati.
He said, if you'll overcome,
uraamba iku tuwazunda,
you'll sit with me in my throne.
We are kukarati me muchuno
as I sat with the Father in his throne.
Ulipati keta me muchuno cha wanu watata.
In Revelation 22,
muchuno at verse 22,
when John saw this thing completed,
Johanna gabwele kuti ndi yonse yamana.
He tells what he sees in the city.
Ulamba etika gabwele mu munzi.
Amen.
He saw a throne there.
Wakabwende ichuno chakwana muya.
And that throne was the throne of God and the Lamb.
Alimwe cha ichuno chakwana mitaka ichuno chamamileza.
Amen.
And the Bible says his name was in the forehead. Was in their forehead. The point I'm making here.
Oh no, it's a dead one, Bawa.
That was one throne.
Amen.
And that was one sitting on the throne. And it was called the throne of God.
Amen.
So showing that God came and lived among us as man.
There's
one God. One faith. One Lord. Okay. I said that in order to say this. There came a lamb. And he took the book. Out of the hand of him to sit on the throne. Now let's look at this lamb. Just
a little bit.
This lamb here, he was a strange lamb. Now notice as we read verse 6. The latter part of it. It says, in the midst, we'll just start verse 1. And I beheld in the midst of the throne and the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb. As it had been slain, he was bloody.
Amen.
Now watch this lamb here. Having seven horns. And seven eyes. Which are the seven spirits of God sent forth in all the earth. Now there's no such creature.
Yes.
As a lamb with seven horns and seven eyes.
Amen.
Amen.
So what this is, it's a pit story or scene. God wants to tell us something.
Amen.
Since there's not two in the Godhead, there's only one, he's sitting on the throne.
Amen.
Amen.
And Jesus himself is sitting in the Father's throne.
Amen.
That is the one that was sitting on the throne.
Amen.
Amen.
But God let John see a little lamb.
Amen.
Jesus was sitting on the throne, but here was the little lamb.
Just while he kept the attitude of the
Ajuno.
Amen.
Amen. And as John looked at that lamb, it had seven horns.
Oh no, John na gai wele ribere. I got to see me tari musanu abiri.
Seven eyes.
Amen. So ari musanu abiri.
If that was a little lamb, it would be a freak of nature.
Oh no, ni ari ribere ibo maneso. Ni chaga wa chinju chikambia mumuve.
Yes. Amen.
But God wants to show us something.
Oh no, Bible nacho ni aji barimu.
And he's expressing seven here.
The seven horns mean something.
Oh
no, the
seven messengers. The seven eyes. Not one time did the priest ask the worshiper anything. He only examined the lamb. Hallelujah. The lamb were accepted.
Amen.
Amen. The man went free. Hallelujah.
Amen.
His sins were gone.
Amen.
Not because he was perfect, but because the lamb was worth it.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, that is a perfect lamb.
Amen.
And Jesus is that perfect lamb.
Amen.
Amen. He's the Lamb of God that offered himself without spot.
Yes.
And he went into the holies of holies in heaven. God accepted the lamb. And when God accepted the lamb, that means you are free. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're not being examined, but the lamb were examined.
Amen.
And he were accepted. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he was the one by what he did at Calvary. When he died on the cross, that's why the lamb is bloody. He died on the cross and resurrected. They thought they got rid of him. But 3 days he rose again.
Sometimes
the devil might try to crucify you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you're going to rise again. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Lord, amen. Lord of the God, and you're going to be stronger than ever.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes.
When Jesus came forth again,
just from now, the devil,
he had a different slant to the word of God. Before he was crucified, he strictly charged not to go to anybody but to Jesus. Matthew 10, he said, go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Amen.
Amen.
So when he arose, he said, go into all the world.
Amen.
Now, preach the gospel to every creature.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this book has to do with redemption.
Amen.
Okay. So the Lamb took the book. It shows that he earned that right by dying on the cross for his people.
Amen.
All whose name were on the Lamb's book of life before the foundation of the
world. Amen.
But remember this morning when I brought out that great grace upon the church? While they had the pure word of God, their great grace was upon the church. And then they fell away. They lost their first love. Amen.
Amen.
And then Jesus had to become a high priest. To make intercession for the ears of the people for a 2,000-year period.
Amen.
That's the seven church ages.
Amen.
And he didn't deal directly. He dealt with a messenger for the age and that seven, one of those angels.
Amen.
While he was the high priest. Making intercession.
Yes.
There's one other scripture I want to read here. In Revelation chapter 3. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Now I want to start Revelation chapter 3, verse
1.
I'll tell you what I'm dealing with here before I read it in my head.
Amen.
It talks about the seven spirits of God in this verse. And also it talks about seven stars.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Brother, can you draw me a star? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, that's not bad. Draw me a messenger,
a messenger.
Alright. Alright. Amen.
Amen.
I couldn't either. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Just the outline of a man, that'll be fine. Oh yeah. Tell you. Amen. All right.
Yes.
Okay, that'll work. That'll work right there. Amen. All right. One thing you got to say, he's got to know. Amen. Amen. But now here's what we deal with through church age. The star.
I want to change to what I'm makale ambu kana wili musano hivili nyenyezi.
And the angel. Now this angel is portrayed as a man, a messenger.
Oh no,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Many places in the Word of God it don't differentiate like it does in this verse.
Oh no,
he differentiates between a star and the seven spirits.
Amen.
Hey, come back up here, brother, and make that a spirit. Spiritual angel. Make it an angel.
We're
going to make this the man, this the angel.
Hey,
amen.
Dear love
the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. The word is wonderful, isn't it? Praise God.
Amen.
We're going to get this thing right.
Amen.
All right. Praise God.
Amen.
Well, let's read the verse while our brother is getting it ready for us. We're in chapter 3 of Revelation. It reads like this, verse 1.
So unto one.
And unto the angel of the church of Sardis. This is fifth church age. These things saith he that has the seven spirits of God.
Angelo wangu ngalera kusade. Umulembele o bungaya imagani ngamba oye uji simiu ya yareza ili musanu ahibiri.
And the seven stars.
Anyenyezi zili musanu azibiri.
Okay, I'll stop off reading that verse there. I want you to notice the seven spirits and seven stars.
Imiuya ili musanu ahibiri. Anyenyezi zili musanu azibiri.
Amen.
Oh, we're going to have high him for an artist.
Amen.
All right. You're getting good now. A little more practice. All right. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Now, here's the angel. This is the man.
Oh, that's what all you want to.
Yeah. Amen. Now, he talked. We all know what the stars are. For each age, there was a star.
Amen.
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 But this verse here we just read shows there's a star and a spirit.
And
when we read about the lamb, he had seven horns. And seven eyes. Which are the seven spirits
sent
forth in all the earth. And the horn was that man. That spirit was that spiritual angel. That was the highest one.
Amen.
Now this took place through the seven church ages. Now the book's still in heaven, it's sealed. But we read this morning how God came and sent a messenger to this age. And as the Lamb opened the book, when the seven seals were being opened, he said each night, the Holy Spirit sending down one of those messengers made known what the seals want. Amen. All seven of them came back with Christ in
1963.
And as on, we got the picture how when the Lord came and revealed to the prophet, he told him, go back and open the seven seals.
He saw the face of the Lord.
But also seven angels.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. That sets the stage for the opening of the book at the end time. And he went back to Jeffersonville, Indiana, and the seven seals were open.
Amen.
And one of those angels came each night, and they each one had a seal.
Amen.
He said when that seventh one came, it meant more than the others to him. He said the seventh one flew straight to Maine. He said, what is that? The one with the seventh seal. Amen. All right. Praise God.
Amen.
Now God was going to bring out his treasures.
Things
old and things new. I want to turn to Matthew's 13th chapter, just get a couple of verses here. There are seven parables and it relates to the seven church ages. Now we brought some of this in the other day, yesterday I believe it was, and we want to show you the seventh angel was the only one that would bring out of his treasures. Things old, restoring back the word. But he was to bring out his treasures, things new. Matthew chapter 13, and I'll tell you the verse just a moment. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Here it is. This is the seventh age, and we're the seventh parable. We'll begin verse 47.
So unto 47, 47,
it says, and again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered in of every kind.
Uramba ali mwibwa miwa kujuru mbulibo enye alusa we ilu waka uwa mwurizi agucha isu ya mishobo mishobo.
Now notice this has a revelation to it.
Uno amulange esirachi umunu yomukati.
When the net was full, they drew the shore. And sat down. Now I want you to notice the great evangelistic age is no more like it used to be.
Oh no, iba afangeli mapati ba chindi tabatini mulimo wakabete akaindi pe.
Brother Brown came off the field and went back to Jeffersonville and began to teach the word. The deliverance revival was over in that
city.
So the fishermen sat down, which are the preachers.
Amen.
And gathered the good into the vessel but cast the bad away.
Now whether we like it or not, there's going to be a separation at the end.
Amen.
God's going to separate the good from the bad. That's how we're living.
Amen.
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 Alright, notice here what it says, verse 14.
I'm going to time on verse 14.
Verse 49. Alright. It says, so shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
No mbubobo mbubuzoba umamani no achinzi. Bangero bazosika bazosala ibabi kuzwa kubalule me.
He's talking about something that's going to take place just at the end time.
Uno aro ukana na ichimu echo titika tole kusena kumamani no achinzi.
Listen to that verse 51.
Atubale chonto 51.
Jesus said unto them,
Jesu agamba kuri mbabo,
and he's saying it to you today.
Arimu agamba kuri ndinesunu.
Have you understood these things?
Hera maahu amagana ya.
And they said, let's repeat, and they said, yay, Lord. What? Then he said unto them, therefore, if the scribe which is instructed in the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that is a householder which bringeth forth out of his treasures things new and things old.
No, I got bandira kuti mulembi umwe umwe u ubasi kuya mubami wakujuru.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now notice this seventh church age messenger.
You know, when he
is not only
going
to restore back the old.
Tago biru shabio izagari wati.
This seven power that hangs over the seven churches.
Oh no, he will have a hidden Musano.
But he's going to bring forth something brand new. Something new. Then if it's new, it hadn't been known before.
Oh no, the quote that
to keep it new, it hadn't been known before.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. But the things new is what's very important when it comes to Revelation
10.
Now, we got established in our thinking. There's to come something brand new. Something that's not even written. And in the treasure house. According to this parable, they're in the treasure house of the seventh church age messenger.
Amen. wagali mutumwi wa musanu amubiri.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is the seven pound right relates to the seven church ages.
Amen.
Now let's go back to Revelation chapter 10 and see if it makes sense to
us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Now it's clearly established. We're looking for something new.
Yes.
And John said, that the angel told him not even right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there's no way to know it.
Yes.
Amen. And
amen.
God only let a little symbol of what it would be written. For instance, it says white horse rider. A black horse rider on one seal. Black horse rider on one seal.
Yes, amen.
That's a scroll that was sealed up. That's all that was known about.
Amen.
And then it talks about the souls under the altar. We found that out this morning, didn't we?
Amen.
Then it talks about the day of the Lord. So when the seventh seal was opened, here's what I say for this afternoon. When the seventh seal was opened, there wasn't one thing said.
Hallelujah.
At the opening of the seventh seal, that opens the book. Only thing the seventh seal gives us a time period. He said there was a silence in heaven.
Amen.
About the half hour.
Amen.
Glory to God, glory to God.
Amen.
Now as long as the Lord's in heaven, they're praising Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The angels are praising Him.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 4, which we won't have time to go in and begin to get. The angels were gathered and the four beasts, the elders. It was a constant praise to God.
Amen.
10,000 times 10,000 angels were praising Him.
Amen.
All of a sudden they stopped. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That one scripture says the Lord's in the earth, let the earth ring out with His praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now watch this now. The mighty angel come down from heaven. He has this same book that was sealed up. It had seven seals on it. But now here's the one that they were praising in heaven come to earth with the book. Therefore, when you get the revelation, the praises of God are transferred to the earth.
Amen.
Let us be glad and rejoice. Now, as we get back to Revelation chapter 10 here, verse 1 shows Christ coming. He's surrounded in a cloud. That means the world's not going
to
see him. That means the nomination's not going
to
see him. But the bride is. Because he comes as a bridegroom. Hallelujah. Amen. And then he brings with him a book that had been forever sealed in heaven for 2,000 years.
But it was written
there.
Amen.
Paul Rome told us about the rapture.
Paul Rome
told us about the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
Paul had a spoken word ministry.
Paul,
this morning we have the scripture that God has made us able ministry.
Amen.
Not of the letter of the word, but of the spirit.
Amen.
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 Glory to God. Now here we got the star. Amen.
Amen.
And that star represents this man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That star. But now here's a spiritual angel.
Amen.
Seven of those came down to Brother Brown.
Oh, you are Musano, I will be the moon girl.
Let me erase this and get to something else just a moment here. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Ain't the Lord good?
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
I believe we're going to see something in the Word of God.
Amen.
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 Amen. We got Brother at church, he says, I want to get something I can put in my pocket and take home with me.
Amen.
That means you want to get a revelation. You want to get something other than just have me.
Amen.
Now, thank John 2:22 we had this morning.
Oh no, John 2:22.
It says that.
22 but I've had them send
it. It says that and they believe the scripture. And the word he said unto them.
The
word and spoken word. And the vision, the monument that we saw when we were right reading the word, it was something like this. This was very white.
But
it had here like this.
Amen.
And they believe the scripture. Notice, and they believe the scripture.
St.
John 2:22. One of my favorite scriptures because the Lord anointed
me.
Amen.
Amen.
But then there was another and. Okay, you got your first. First
hand.
Second.
And.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, your first hand is written word.
Oh no, oh you arimu iwa kutanguna njizuri mbeke.
Now we had that first hand with us all the time.
Arimu iwa kutanguna.
Because it's Paul's message.
Kambo, wakarimu lumbe iwa Paulo.
Paul was the messenger to the Gentiles.
Paulo wakarimu chumwe kuriwa na masi.
But they lost the anointing of it. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. They lost the revelation of it. They lost the knowledge that Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles.
Hallelujah.
There was 12 apostles
to Israel.
There was 12 patriarchs of the Old Testament, all Israel.
Oh no, I already 12 boys, so I got to tell you
that make up the gates and the walls of that city. Revelation 21.
Amen. 21
shows the exterior of the city.
Amen.
And when we see the exterior of the city, we see the gates and the wall. But 22
verse 22.
Amen.
Amen.
Chapter 22 shows
the
picture.
Amen.
And now we find the bride tree. The tree of life and she. Everybody says she.
She.
With the messenger Saint Paul. Protected by the wall. Of the 12 apostles. Protected by the gate. Amen. It means a portion of the Bible.
Amen.
All the Word of God, every word of this is true. But God ordained one apostle to go to the Gentiles. And his name was Paul. He said, I am the apostle to the Gentiles.
Amen.
And he said, these things you've heard me preach.
Amen.
I'm going to get on some sure as the world.
Amen. Amen.
2 Timothy 2.
Amen.
Chapter 2. And start in verse 2. Paul told Timothy, he said, these things you've heard me say. Oh, that's not this, folks.
Amen.
He didn't say go out and preach anything you want to.
Hallelujah.
He said, these things you've heard me preach. These things you've heard me say.
Oh no, it's in church to no.
We came through seven church ages.
Twabona mumakale ambunga nwari musanwa ibiri.
We got the seven seals open.
Turi ah ina machohiri musanwa ibiri ya churwa.
The seven thunders have sounded.
Arimu imi nzuzumo iri musanwa ibiri ya lila.
And that puts us in Revelation 10 and 7.
Oh no, imu apotuwa abo na iti uno chupati 10 chon to 7.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Oh
yes.
Woo! My. Listen to verse 7 here. When all this took place, then God says this. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished.
Amen.
As he has declared to his servants the
prophets.
Now oftentimes, those that heard Brother Brown preach and were acquainted and are acquainted with the message, they always conveniently misquote Revelation 10 and 7. Because they wanted to fit a certain slant they have to the message.
Mm-hmm.
So they were misquoting and saying the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he began to sound, all the mysteries of God will be finished.
Amen.
The first chapter of the book of Revelation tells us what that mystery is. And he talks a singular mystery.
Amen.
He said, I'll tell thee the mystery. Of the seven stars. And the seven candlesticks. Which are
like
the seven church ages. So he took him all the way to Revelation 10. And says, when the seventh angel sounds, that's when I'm going to clear the mystery.
And on paper, fight
back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's cleared up by the sounding of the seven thunder.
Oh, no. I have to go back.
Which is the opening of the seventh seal. And that's the part of the word we have today that's not even written.
Amen.
John was about to lie and the voice from heaven said, stop, John. I don't want the church to know that I go through 2,000 years and into the dark ages yet.
Oh no, I do not know that.
Amen.
Look for the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
To take place. In the dead rise. Say to one another, when did you get here?
Amen.
Because we don't have 1 minute less time.
Come, but
when we become an eternal being, then we'll have 1,000 years from
now.
We receive the Holy Ghost. We become an eternal being. 1 Corinthians 6 and 17.
Says
he that is joined to the Lord.
Brother
says we become one spirit. Just as young as
he is.
God don't have 1 minute less now.
Less or not, I just each in the shape of him.
Than he had when he created the world. He's eternal.
Yes.
Amen.
Jesus was with him in the beginning.
Yes.
And the Word was made flesh. Let me tell you something.
Amen.
According to Ephesians chapter 1, you
were
there. Well, let me tell you something. There's a message left by Paul says, I have begotten. He said, you got 10,000 instructors. There's one behind every bush.
Amen.
But he says you don't have many fathers. But Paul said, I.
First of all,
have begotten you. Glory to God, and he talks about Timothy, my son.
Amen.
Timothy believed the same thing Paul preached. I've got the genes of Paul. I'm talking spiritual.
Amen.
God made him that minister.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How long have we been going, brother? It's too long. What?
Amen.
Are we going to have a service tomorrow?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we have. Okay.
Amen. I enjoy being with you so much.
I love you.
Amen. I appreciate you.
Amen.
Amen. Hey man, I'm on that third room around here for me to move.
Hallelujah.
Hey, amen. Amen. I love you folks. Amen. 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 And that scripture I quoted to you yesterday, I believe it was, where Paul said,
John.
He said, you have no need that we write unto you. That you love one another.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God teach you. And love is the bond of perfection.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right. Now let's get back to the now the mystery has been finished. The book has been opened. Amen, and we're to take the little book and eat it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ooh. If we get in that now, that's another desire.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. But he lifts his hand to heaven. Right. And that hand, apostles, prophets,
amen.
He holds the book in his hand.
Amen.
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 And submit yourself unto the mighty hand of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The moon's on for the bride.
Yeah.
Oh, do we ever so much appreciate
amen.
What God sent through that prophet messenger. But he's gone to his reward.
Yes.
And we're still here.
Amen.
Brother Ron died, but Jesus did.
Yes.
Now God has reinstated that fivefold ministry.
Amen.
That he set in the church for the perfection of the
church.
For the
revelation.
That's the ministry ahead of us.
Amen.
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 Ahead of us, that's the ministry that God's begun to identify and set in motion.
Amen.
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 Now, just to show you, on verse 8, there's something else take place. When Jesus raised from the dead, he had a different slant to it.
Amen.
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 Before crucifixion, he said, go only to Israel. Go only to the Jews. Matthew's the 10th chapter. Also Mark, he said, don't go to the Gentiles, don't go to the Samaritan, and any of those. But said, go only to the lost
sheep.
But when he arose, do you see what God wrote when he raised Jesus from the dead? And then he said, go into all the world.
Amen.
Preach the gospel to every creature. All power in heaven and earth is given unto me.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. So it began a new phase of the ministry.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, I'm going to read verse 7 and then verse 8 and we're closing. Verse 7, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the singular mystery should be finished, as he declared to his servants the prophets. And God took Brother Brown home. But now watch here. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake to me again. I'm
going
to stop on that today.
Amen.
Amen.
The voice that I heard from heaven spake a king. And then we saw eating from the little book.
Or
should I quit? Should we just go on to the
boss?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But there's a little book he gives back to the church.
Mm.
It's a revelation of what Paul wrote. It says to a Gentile bride in order for the end time. It's to be preached to all nations, kindreds, and tongues. Hallelujah. We'll stop off here and pick up. When do we have tomorrow now? It's tomorrow morning?
Yeah, tomorrow morning. That's from 9:30.
Okay, we stop back tomorrow morning, 9:30. Lord's willing, unless God speak and change otherwise. I want to pick up verse 8. Get the little book and get Paul and show you that it's exactly what Paul wrote to the church.
Amen.
Because he said if an angel come down from heaven and try to preach you another gospel, let him be a curse.
Amen.
So that mighty angel, that was a mighty angel, come down from heaven. But he didn't have another gospel.
Amen.
That's what he's
going
to use to perfect.
Amen.
Brother, you got to tell me to stop, look like. Amen. Ain't the Lord good to us?
Amen.
Is it crystal clear in your mind now what the thunder's on?
Amen.
They were what the seven seals reveal. Because when the thunder sound, he said, seal up that which the seven. Thundered uttered. So there were seven seals on the book, and now it's over. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God, brother. Come on. Come on, brother, before I get started preaching again. Woo! Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Demuncha te la shane.
Amen. Amen.